It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. It's going to be a quick one. We're on, Jimmy.
I don't want to be here, as you can tell.
I don't want to be here. Yeah.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard.
But you people, but you
guys
are here.
I don't want to talk about this game because you know what? The Celtics, they don't deserve to be talked about after a performance like tonight. I know they came back and they made their
I'm eating a popsicle.
With Jimmy Butler out of the game. But when you turn the ball over, I want to make sure I get the numbers right. Because they're so bad, I don't even need to embellish them. That's how bad they are. When you turn the ball over 23 times and you give up 33 points off turnovers and you give up 19 steals, you don't deserve to be talked about.
Yeah,
in a good way. I mean, we're going to talk about them. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to be good, folks. Don't give me this, oh, they made a nice comeback. Bull. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to say it because we have sponsors, but bull, you know what? Bull crap.
Wow. I'll bring Sherrod Blakely on. I'm going to ask him this question directly. Sherrod, is it technically a steal if you hand the ball to the other team?
Damn, John. That's asking me to use brain cells.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That's a damn good question.
Are you stealing it, am I giving it to you? If somebody walked down the street and I emptied my pockets and I handed them my money, did they steal it from me or did I just give them my money? Because that's what I this 19 steal stat bothers me. Is it a crime?
Is it a crime?
I don't think the Heat committed a crime. They didn't steal anything. The Celtics literally just kept bouncing the ball. Tatum sometimes threw passes at Heat, like the chest of Heat players. So, I mean, this game, man, holy wow. It goes beyond. It's impossible. What are we going to say? What are we going to just yell about turnovers for an hour and a half? I don't know where to go with this, man. Sherrod, something. You look great, by the way. I love the red.
Fix this.
Yeah.
Listen, if I could do that, Brad's job, I would have Ime's job, and the Celtics the series would be over. Listen. They've got I don't think the issue so much is them having to reinvent the wheel. It's literally
show up.
Just show up and take care of your business. And this was again, we talked about this before. If they just got top five Tatum for 5 minutes in this game, even with all the turnovers, even with all the crap that they did wrong, they still would have won. They still would have won. And that's the sad part about this. I mean, they did everything you could potentially do to blow this game. They got their ass kicked in the first quarter. They turned the ball over left and right. They gave away they did everything to give this game to Miami, and yet there they were within 1 point. And if it wasn't for that three ball by Max Strus, Miami probably doesn't win this game. He hit the three-pointer that put them up by four, and they never were really threatened after that. But this was a horrible game. This is one of those games. I don't even know. If you're Ime, what the hell do you tell your team after a game like this? I don't know. I mean, we can talk ad nauseum about the turnovers, but more than anything, they weren't focused. They didn't play hard. They didn't play smart. They just didn't show up. And I can't quite understand how the hell do you work as hard as you did in Miami to kick their ass in game two and you lay down like this? Come on.
You started believing the press clippings, right?
That's the only thing that would make sense. That
you start listening to Bobby Manning tell you the series is over.
See, yeah. I wasn't going to bring Bobby's name up until Bobby got here. But David, but John, this is exactly what I was talking about. This was exactly what I was trying to say. Hold up, this team has pride. They're not going to go out like punks, and they didn't. They came in here ready to kick ass, came ready to fight, and the Celtics didn't. Point.
You got to give the Heat more respect than
you have to. You have to.
And you know what?
What?
Sherrod, the Heat even did it without Butler for a whole half of basketball. And I don't know how that's going to play out. I mean, that could be a bigger issue. I don't know what the situation is with Butler.
I just want to make sure Jason's all right.
Is Jason all right? Tatum okay? Yeah, because I watched the replay about 100 times, and I was very concerned for that shoulder.
That
even
shoulder
though I couldn't see
issue.
Anything wrong with it at all, other than maybe hurt
I
feelings.
Swear,
I think
swear.
Mr. Tatum may have had some hurt feelings. But other
he
than
heard
that,
him complaining. He threw it up in the air to contest the foul. He's like, ow.
Stop.
Ow.
You know what it was? He was in too deep. He was fully committed. He couldn't like all of a sudden just be good without going back in the locker room. He had to like get it like kind of like the whole fake massage thing going on.
The funny part about it was that when he went back to the locker room, and I know, you know, he can hear the same thing we do. He hear the cheers like, oh God. I got to get back out there. Hey, let's go. I got to get back out there.
He saw Marcus Smart love, and he was like, I need some of that.
I need some of that love. No,
but Marcus Smart's ankle actually went 90 degrees. Like, that was legitimate. Like,
I
didn't think we'd see him again.
I thought we were looking at Gordon Hayward 2.0. I mean, just being honest. Because we were up here. We were looking at the replay of that. And when you look at the impact that he made when he landed, I mean – that shit looked painful. I mean, I want to get an MRI on my own ankles because of the pain I feel just watching that. I mean, that looked really, really painful.
That was almost as bad as Max Strus's ankles in game two.
Max's revenge. I tell you, that three ball heat. I mean, that was huge. And he had 16 points for the game. So 16 points, 4 for 7 on 3-point range. He got his payback. But this was just, again, Tatum, I don't mind the poor shooting. I really don't mind. It's the turnovers that disturb me the most, because poor shooting is something that you don't really have as much control over that as you do the mistakes, the bad passes, and all that other shit. You have a good
that's
amount of control
point.
Over that. And that's what bothers me. That bothers me more than anything else in this game, just the fact that he did not have better composure, better focus, better attention to detail. And Miami made him pay. They made them pay.
It's early season stuff when we just say, like, again, we could write off Tatum's shooting. Right. They don't value the basketball. Yeah, they didn't a lot in the first half of the year with tons of turnovers. And that was it, is they simply don't value the possessions enough. And they're just careless and callous with them. The amount of times they try to squeeze it into traffic, bounce passes off a pick and roll blind in the lane with a lot of people out there that can get hands on it. And the Heat have very active hands, you know,
I was just reading your name tonight, which is fair. And you know what? Deuce probably wishes he was in bed right now, because along with every other Celtics fan in that game, I can't imagine a more frustrating game.
I just read that. That's pretty good.
I can't imagine a more frustrating game to go to if you're Celtics.
My kids are his age. They've been asleep for 4 hours, man.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter. Deuce can party all the time if daddy doesn't freaking turn the ball over 7 times. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I mean, that's the thing, Sherrod. You overcome. Imagine that. Literally, you could have overcome Tatum shooting 3 for 14 if he had 0 turnovers. They win. If he has zero turnovers, they
you
win.
Know what? I'm at the point
And again, for the Jaylen Brown stuff, I know. Look, this is the strangest game ever, because it might be the worst 40-point game in history. You know, I don't know, but I mean, there's worse because he shot really well. He was actually extremely efficient. But those turnovers, man, they're not just they're awesome. points you don't get and points they get. They're double whammies. Yeah. That's about 8, 10, 12 points you didn't score, and another 8, 10, 12 you gave them. So shave that 40 down to about 18 or 20, and that's your total contribution on the night when you turn it over that much. They're massively impactful. It's not just oops, you know? It's a huge swing when you just hand the ball to the other team. You've taken away any opportunity for your team to score, and they scored a zillion points on off those turnovers going back the other way. It's just such a killer.
Well, that's why I can't get excited or even be all that thrilled with Jalen dropping 40, because he was the reason why they needed him to drop their have a big score, because of all those turnovers that they were able, Miami was able to get out and run and get baskets in transition and get baskets off of those turnovers. You can't make those November, December, January turnovers in May. You just can't do that. And we saw that not just – I mean, they had, what is it, 24 turnovers, and Tatum and Brown combined for 13 of them. Your two best players cannot be that turnover prone in a game, particularly a game at home. We're not even talking about like wilting under the pressure of being on the road and having the crowd against you. You were surrounded by people who wanted you to do well, who were cheering your ass on whenever you did something positive. And they never at any point felt as though they were playing at a comfortable pace and they were executing the way they needed to. I mean, even Marcus Smart, who is their one of their best at that. He had four turnovers, his damn self, and he had seven assists. But still, that was a high number for him. And for me, at this point, Tatum and Brown, they're going to turn the ball over. That's a given. But turn it over at the rate that you consistently do. Like three turnovers from each of them, that's what I'm okay with that. Three or four turnovers, I'm okay with that, because that means that you're doing pretty much what you typically do, and you're probably scoring the ball more than what we saw tonight. And again, 33 points off the turnovers. You're not going to beat anybody giving up that many points off of your mistakes.
Yeah.
In fact, you're lucky that you're lucky you didn't lose by 20.
No. I mean, then again,
if you turn the ball over that much and give up that many points, you should get your ass ran out of the gym. It should not even be close. You should see like the third and fourth stringer should be in there for like the last 4 minutes of the game, because it's that out of
so,
hand.
You know what? Let me talk for a second. I want to get a word in if I can. We should not be spending. And Jalen Brown is guilty of it, because there are times during this game.
That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna switch it off of Jalen, Jimmy. But go ahead. Yes,
he did have some costly turnovers at some inopportune times. But when Tatum had I'm not gonna call it fake, but whatever the hell happened to his shoulder that didn't really happen to his shoulder, when that happened, Celtics went on a little bit of a run, and that was because of Jaylen Brown partially. And honestly, I wish they kept Tatum out of the game, because he's the reason they lost this game. So we're not going to spend that much time. We cannot spend time on Jaylen Brown today. Most of the blame has to be on Jason Tatum, who just completely no-showed from start to finish. The Celtics came out tonight like we all spent all day waiting for this game. The only people not ready for this game were the Boston Celtics, led by Jason Tatum. I don't know how you can be a superstar player and put a performance together like this. Shame on me, because I already had said that Jason Tatum made the leap and he's there and he's one of the, you know, he's in the club now, right? He's in the All-Star discussion. All-Stars do not put performances together.
Let me ask you this question, Jimmy. I agree. He absolutely sucked ass in this game. I mean, he was horrible. Absolutely. Yeah. You're not going to get no pushback. But what if he comes back and gives you a 40-piece in game four and they win, and gives you another 40-piece in game five and they win? And let's say he finishes them off game six, plays a big game. How do you feel about him then? I mean, will you pull a Bobby and completely go at the other end of the spectrum?
Of course. I would have, obviously, Shard, but the point is, he's not consistent right now. You can't have games like this. He costs in the game. And it's not the first time where he's had no-show performances. Like, it can't be this crazy pendulum where he goes off for 50 one game and then 10 another. It's like you can't depend on a superstar that way. You have to at least have some, like, dependability on the guy. You have to know that, okay, we're going to war tonight, and here's our captain. Here's our leader leading us the way. It's like, dude, you cost them the game tonight.
Yes.
And listen, he gets the praise, he has to get the blame.
Yeah. His bad really games think, should – go ahead, Sherrod, go ahead.
No, all I was going to say, John, and jump right in, I going back to what you were saying earlier about just guys starting to kind of believe the hype, I really, really, really think that's exactly what happened in this game, that they were feeling themselves, that they're thinking, you know, we went down there, we beat the snot out of them, and we didn't even play a great game. We're coming back home. We're good. They're going to lay down. If they get Kyle Lowry back, big deal. The big chunky kid, we're good with him. We're not worried about him. And this is what happens when you let your guard down, you get your ass whipped.
There's a lot of big chunky that the Heat brought back into this game. They got Lowry, they got Tucker, They turned it into just a sloppy kind of like rugby match, and the Celtics weren't ready.
Bam showed up. We were talking about Bam last game. Well, he's been a no-show.
I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready to do Tice yet, but I will.
Because that's exactly where
I'm not ready for it. I can't.
Pace yourself, John. Pace yourself. Run the offense.
I can't get there right now.
Run the offense.
I got to run the offense.
Are you ready for 2 more years of not wanting to do Tice?
I've got the first like 20 plays scripted. I'm going to go through those, and then eventually we'll start to improvise.
Exactly.
Look, I just want to put a bow on the Tatum thing because that's what pisses me off the most.
We're not putting a bow on it. We're coming back to it, but
We're not. And then I'm going to yell at Bobby some too for no reason at all. Just because, you know, it'll make me feel a little better.
Yeah. We're all going to crack at that.
The Tatum thing, like you said, Jimmy, that bothers me the most, and I tweeted this right before we went on, you're looking now at two playoff games, two game threes, actually, where Tatum absolutely laid an egg, 10 points in both of them, this in Milwaukee, and a no-show, just disinterested. The Milwaukee one was where
he literally left the game.
And this is where Sherrod always says 5 minutes of top five Tatum is all you need. I'm saying, like, it's those wild swings that are absolutely, you just can't have them. You can't have 10-point games where you look like you barely wanted to be out there and you were just friggin', you know, not paying attention half the time. You can't do that. And so, like, a bad game for Tatum should be 24 points on 10 of 24 shooting. You know what I mean? Like, that should be his low point. You can't be almost a zero, a negative. He was a detriment. Like you said, he goes out with that friggin' fake Paul Pierce, get me a wheelchair, you know, injury. And they go on a run. And then he comes back and everything clogs up again. And he throws a pass into, you know, some Miami Heat player's chest and the ball game is over. The low can't be that low from your superstar player. And people are begging for it. They're like, wow, you're within 10. You're within 9. It's Tatum takeover time. And not only was he not playing well, he took 2 friggin' shots in the entire third quarter. Like, he just seemed disinterested. Yeah. It's such a straight or frustrated, you know? And when he gets frustrated, he takes himself out of the game. He stops playing defense. He's lazy on closeouts. There was another play where a ball bounced right next to him, and PJ Tucker's like, so you're not going to get that? I guess I'll get it. And he just snatches it, you know, and scores a putback bucket. Like, everything stops for Tatum. All the wheels, you know, stop moving for him at the same time when they throw bodies at him and he gets frustrated. He forces it into traffic, into paint, throws the ball away, commits offensive fouls. He gets frustrated and takes himself completely out. It just keeps happening. And you're right. He is going to drop a 40-piece or a 50-piece, and everyone will friggin' gush all over him again. But you know that this is in there because we keep seeing it pop out. And that's what's scary about it, is like, ugly Celtics can appear out of nowhere at any point in time and completely wipe away everything that you think that they're capable of doing. And that's what, you know, always kind of stresses us out with this team.
It's the mark of a team that hasn't been there and done that yet, Sherrod. I mean, the Heat have, and, you know, they know when to take advantage. They know when to attack. The Celtics apparently think that they're already there. They're not. And I think the culmination of Jason Tatum's frustrations were the turnover that resulted in the shoulder injury that may or may not have been a shoulder injury. And he sat down there upset. I think he had hurt feelings more than anything else. And the play went down the other end. And then it went back down the other end while he's still sitting
there. There was a whole lot of basketball. And
they got a 3-point play out of that.
It was like a full minute of basketball.
Have you ever seen more basketball being played with a corpse on the ground?
How long can a guy hold his dead body?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then he's like, well, at this point, I really have to sell it. I just sat here for 35 seconds or whatever it was. I got to leave the court now. And everyone was like, he's going to be back. Again, it wasn't a Marcus Smart break your ankle in two situation. It was, I screwed up again. I turned the ball over for the 6th time or whatever it was. And I'm going to sit here and pout about it because I think I should have been called for a foul.
I'm curious to hear his explanation for what happened with the shoulder, because when you look at it in real time, it looked like maybe it was a foot or ankle or something like that that got tangled. But it's the right shoulder, when you look at it. But it's like, there was a little bit of contact before he hit the ground, but it didn't seem like it was enough to like,
Like I said, watch the replay. He heard it complaining.
The only thing I can think of is maybe it was a stinger.
You heard it going like this.
Somebody on Twitter said to me, it's possible he got hit in the back of the head and gave him a little bit of a stinger, which I could see because he looked like he was crying. And so that would have really been selling out just for being embarrassed. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say stinger there.
Fine.
If I had to guess, I would say it was a stinger only because it wasn't, it's not like it got yanked or pulled or anything like that. It just looked like shit just happened.
Yeah.
It looked like another turnover and it looked like another.
Well, it was another turnover.
Wanted to go his way and it didn't. And then he sat there and that was the end of it. And you know what? Whatever. That's just one. That's the moment that I'll remember from this game for Jason Tatum, but it really sums up his performance tonight. He just kind of sat around and he wasn't involved in the game. And then they were better when he was not involved. It was pretty much that kind of sums up Jason Tatum tonight. And it shouldn't be that way. And we've seen him be the best player on the court way, way, way more often than what we've seen this. So we're not saying that, oh my God, you know, Jason Tatum is a bomb and all this stuff. We're just saying like, you can't play like this in a game that's, you know, I mean, it's about as close to a must win as it is. You're home. You're looking to take the lead in the series. You've given them home court advantage back now. You've extended the series longer than people thought it needed to be. And you gave the Heat all this, you know, now they've got the momentum going back. And again, this is all with their best player, Jimmy Butler, missed the entire second half. And you couldn't put a, you couldn't take the lead in that. You couldn't put a dent in that third quarter at all. Like, there was nothing you could really do.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the playoffs, fights, and even the next season futures. And don't forget that baseball is back and the start of the Major League Baseball season is finally here. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Well, two things. One, with or without Jimmy Butler, they're still a really good defensive team, especially when Bam Adebayo.
They're a good team, but they're not going to compete.
No, but my point is this. They're still a very good defensive team, and combine that with the fact that you dug yourself this huge asshole by just not showing up, it makes it a lot harder to take advantage of the fact that Jimmy Butler wasn't around. That's and they can't they, you have to be bet. That's why the start is so important. That's why when Ime was talking to us before the game about Robert Williams and just, you know, not playing, and he mentioned Daniel Tice was going to start, I quickly raised my hand. Like, could you explain why?
I'm sorry. What? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing. Why the hell is he starting?
And he explained. I mean, his explanation made sense. He wanted to keep Grant Williams in a role coming off the bench.
Okay.
The issue that I had and the issue that played out was you talk about getting off to good starts and you've got a starting lineup that I think in your heart of hearts is not going to get off to the best start. Because here's the thing. I honestly believe that Daniel's presence activated Bam Adebayo. I don't think Bam would have been this aggressive if Robert Williams or Grant Williams was in that starting lineup. I think he would have approached the game trying to be more aggressive. But Grant, a little bit more resistance than Daniel does. Al, a little bit more resistance. And plus, those two guys, I think, defensively play well off of each other and don't have to necessarily feel they have to overcompensate for the other. Whereas when Daniel's out there, Al, there were a couple of possessions earlier on where Al, I think, had this kind of, you know, lean in that direction more than he probably wanted to because he wanted to give his teammates some help. And then when the ball got switched and Bam got it back, Bam was in position to score. You don't have as many issues along those lines when you got Grant with that first unit.
Yeah.
So the other thing too that and we all know this, when you're at home and you get up to a good start, your bench guys when they come in typically play better. So I thought this would have been a good game for Daniel to come off the bench because I think being at home, I think he'd have been better than he was on the road. Obviously we're playing Monday morning quarterback here with Ime, but I felt pretty good that the Daniel starting thing was not going to work out well.
Yeah. So that was, and what you said, I had a lot of that in my timeline as well. When I was like, what, you know, why are they doing this? And the everyone was saying like, Grant's better off the bench. That's great. Grant might be better off the bench, but Tice is bad everywhere. So starting him seems counterintuitive, right? Like, that's the bad part. Like, Tice, period. Like, when you enter this series, and we saw what happened in the bubble, and everyone still got PTSD from watching Bam just light up Tice and Cantor and rookie Rob, and like that turned the series. They had no answer for it. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you? I mean, Tice is a break glass in case of emergency. Match him up with the Deadman minutes when you need to give Horford a blow. That's it. You do not put him on the court at the same time as Bam. Absolutely not. Just a strange decision. But to his credit, he may realize it quick and stopped playing him almost entirely.
Right.
He didn't start him in the second half, and then he gave Horford a blow. Emmy, you know, and what else? And another person who's going to fall into the crosshairs. There's at least three Fs to go around in this game. Tatum gets one. Daniel Tice gets another. Derek White gets the third. Ime realized it with both of those last two guys. He's not going to play Tatum, but Tice didn't play in the third quarter at all. Derek White didn't play in the third quarter at all. And Derek White only came in to give Marcus Smart a blow because he almost had his leg amputated like 30 minutes earlier, so he needed some time off. That's the only reason he played. And even still, first guy in for Smart was Pritchard.
Non-factor.
It wasn't White. So that's three guys that were F minus for the Celtics in this game. I mean, zero. I mean,
yeah. Are people still going to bend over backwards and tell us how good Derek White is for this team?
He looks like he doesn't want to do a thing on offense.
I'm tired of
dribble and get it out of my hands and then get out of the way. He didn't even spot up for a shot. He got into the lane a couple times and didn't even think about it. I mean, he missed that one layup and took a dumb foul early in the first half, and then he never did another thing the rest of the game.
This was probably Derek. I'd say his worst game as a Celtic.
Might have been.
You could go on paternity leave for a month and no one.
Easy, Jimmy. Easy, easy, easy.
You've gotten in too much trouble with this, Jimmy.
I'm trying to save you from yourself, Jimmy. Easy.
We know where this goes when you start to, you know, when you start to show this level of insensitivity towards the new fathers.
It
goes bad for you. Is all I'm saying.
That. All right, listen. I want to read a quote from Ime. It looked like they wilted under the pressure, started complaining to the refs, and took us out of the game from the start. Disappointed to come out that flat in a conference finals game. Basically, what he also said before that was they talked about everything that the Heat were going to do, and the Heat did it, and the Celtics did nothing to stop.
Well,
so like Ime's never been shy to call out his team for sucking, you know, to put it bluntly, and that didn't change tonight. I mean, he basically said. He called them out and starts at the top, obviously, with Tatum and Brown and those two. And I know Tatum dropped 40. I know Brown dropped 40, but there were some other issues in his performance. Now, it's not one person's fault. It's a team effort. Grant sucked. We talked about White. He sucked. Pritchard barely got any burn tonight. I thought that maybe there were some points where they could have used some offense, and they didn't go to him for whatever reason, which I thought was a little surprising because he has been scoring for them. But – whatever reason he decided not to. But really just a crap performance. And it sounds like Ime is being pretty blunt about it in his press conference. I'm sure we'll get Bobby and Joe Sway to give us the details.
Sway's trying to sneak in through the window here. He can't get in, but we'll get him in a minute. We got Sway. He's trying to get in there. We got Joe Sway. We got Bobby Manning hanging out. Sherrod, before you make this point, I want to let everybody know at home, again, Jimmy, you want to step all over this one?
I want you to take it away. You can take it away. I'll jump in the middle of it.
Hello Fresh. We love it. It's our sponsor. We want you to love it too. So please go out and get yourself some. If you don't know what it is meals delivered to your door, farm fresh materials. You get them. It's all pre-portioned, pre-packaged menu card. It's there. You just make it. You don't have to shop. You don't have to slice and dice or do anything or portion out seasonings. It's just boom, dump it in, cook a meal, delicious restaurant quality meals at home. So go check it out. There's a zillion menu options. They got a new Mediterranean option going right now, which is the bomb. We've all gotten it ourselves. We've tried it at home. We've signed up for the plan. HelloFresh, in order to make good here on our deal, HelloFresh.com/playoff16. We are stuck here. You need 16 wins to get to the finals, Jimmy. Where are we?
We're at
do
nine.
Do the math.
We're stuck at nine.
Which leaves how many?
Don't make me do the subtraction. Don't make me do it.
Homeschool.
It's always seven.
We need one at a time. We need one at a time. One meal at a time is what I'll say about that.
Yes. One meal at a time. So go get some. HelloFresh.com/playoff16. Go there. Use the code playoff16. Up to 16 meals free and 3 free gifts. Go get yourself some HelloFresh. Please check it out. Sherrod, you were about to kind of keep bludgeoning the Celtics. So I don't want to stop you there.
No, is Bobby in the queue? Is Bobby coming in soon?
Let's try Joe Sway. Let's bring him in. Poor sad, lonely guy here.
Yeah.
I'm listening, guys. Sorry. There's a lot to take in. So I get to hear more of you guys before I go in here. But go ahead, Sherrod.
It's bad. Joe Sway, Pavone, Bobby Manning, also at TD Garden. Sway Bobby's talk. In there listening.
Joe Sway showed up tonight. That's good anyway. Yeah.
Just your thoughts, Joe. We haven't heard from you yet, Joe Sway. So speak.
We're out of gas, man. We're gonna say this already over and over again.
A half hour in.
I'm done. Man. I'm done.
Golden opportunity for the Celtics, fellas. I mean, obviously that's stating, you know, the obvious. But I just think looking back at this one, it's just you can't overlook this Miami Heat team. I mean, you talk about a team that had a lot of fight, that had even when it seemed like the sky was falling, they never switched up, even without Jimmy Butler. And look, the Celtics, they were banged up, obviously seeing Marcus go down and seeing Tatum go down. So they had their own, you know, adversity to deal with. But, I mean, you had Jaylen Brown putting in this kind of performance. And look, this is goes to show you where you find yourself in that big of a hole. Like, if you trying to play uphill against a team like the Miami Heat, you still have a small, narrow margin of error. And I just felt like the Celtics just didn't. And
I felt like they had a huge one tonight.
Well, that's the thing. The Miami Heat gave them so many chances down the stretch.
So many.
And but again, the reason why it's narrow though is because if you don't go down by 20 plus, you easily get back right in this one. And look, within one, that was a blessing in the sky. Like, that was something that I thought the Celtics would easily capitalize on, but they didn't. And this is a tough loss for the Celtics. And you go into game four now. I would be shocked if Jimmy Butler doesn't play. The status of Tatum. Look, I knew Bam Adebayo would turn things around in this one, but I didn't anticipate a 30-point game. You know, I didn't think he would revert back to 2020 Bam Adebayo. But look, from the beginning, you got to give him credit as well. Look, he had a big part of that lead that they built up. It was from the very beginning. He wasn't overthinking. He was getting right into his offense. He gave it to Alex on 3 straight possessions. Right. I mean, we got to give it to him. But at the same time, the Celtics just didn't fight back as well as Miami did in that second half. Miami just held on tight, even though the Celtics got to within one. It just wasn't enough, and it's disappointing. It really is. But look, this is a long series. I'm not going to say this one is over, but yeah, this is one of those. I think
Bobby's going to say it's over.
Wow.
I didn't even. I didn't even ask him because I wanted my reaction to be organic when he gets on here and says his reaction to everything.
Bobby on the text thread, when Marcus got hurt, he's like, there's no way they're going to win this series now. You know,
Text thread uncovered.
We'll cross that bridge when we get, we'll get to Bobby when he gets on here. But look, my whole thing is, this was, in my opinion, this was more disappointing than that big loss against Milwaukee. The last loss against Milwaukee, the one that, you know, or the one that was here, excuse me, the one that they let slip through the fingertips. To me, this is worse because I just, again, without Jimmy Butler, I feel like the Celtics just didn't go in for the kill. It was like they were flirting with it. And then they would just find reasons to go, you know, behind by two.
When it got to one, I honestly, if I were Ime, I would have called timeout. Like, I know at that point you want to keep riding momentum. I would have been like, okay, you realize it's 1 point now. Don't throw the ball away anymore. Like, let's pretend the first 42 minutes didn't happen and everybody get your heads out of your asses and let's just play basketball for 6 minutes, see if we can
that was Spo. I felt like whenever the Celtics had like right he called those timeouts at the exact right time because it they always came out of the timeout with the response, you know, and it was just constant fighting. Man, what a heck of a win for the Miami Heat. Biggest win of the postseason.
Biggest Miami Heat fan I know, Josue Pavone, jumping in from the Garden. I love it.
Hey.
I'm surprised Josue came back. I thought he was staying out there, man.
Hey.
He had that Miami glow. Now.
I think it's going to go seven.
You guys
now.
Did. You had that Miami glow. Bobby will never be the same.
Nope. Nobody
I got
was
my
hoping
wish.
For, yeah, nobody was hoping for another, you know, extend this series more than Josue. He wants that game 7 life.
It's official. This is going seven. All right.
Joe Sweat. We hedged our bets. We're like, we're going to skip five because it's going seven.
This is going seven. Yeah.
What happened to Tatum tonight, man? What happened to Tatum tonight, dude?
Man, look, in the first half, it was the same story that we've seen from Tatum in the postseason where if he can't find his offense, it's because the defense is making it so much harder for him. But when it came to him adjusting, I just felt like he just wasn't aggressive enough in terms of going to the hoop. He was settling for shots. I almost felt like he was afraid of to turn the ball over or that he was going to, you know, pick up an offensive foul. I just didn't think he was aggressive enough, honestly, Jimmy. I just think he wasn't aggressive enough.
Two shots in the third quarter, Josue.
That's just not.
Just got nothing going. Just got nothing.
Unacceptable, especially after Jimmy goes down. If I'm him, I smell blood, you know? In the third quarter, Jimmy's out. What? This is my time. That's the guy that was giving me fits. And you got to credit Jaylen Brown this way. I know the turnovers are – I'm sure John talked about that about minute three of this Celtics postgame show. But you got to give him credit because without him, they don't even have a chance in this one, you know?
But those turnovers him,
cost them.
With him, that's why they were in that big-ass hole where they needed him to put a 40-piece out there to be competitive.
Yeah.
Listen, and we talked about this
line.
He got to the free throw line, but you know what? Here's the thing, though. You don't need any of that if you just don't turn the damn ball over so much. I mean, the way he plays, he's going to turn the ball over. When you have a high usage player, it's inevitable. But two, three, maybe four turnovers, that's cool. But six, seven, hell no. That's killer. That's
13 turnovers with your two best players is insane.
Especially when you're, I was just going to say, especially when your team.
Throwing four more from your point guard, Marcus Smart, 17 just from from your big three ball handlers. The guys who have the ball in their hand the most,
they can't
17
have half your
turnovers combined.
Or more than half. Way more than half. Yeah.
And most of them were like, they were just no passes. You could see it. You're like, why are you throwing that? Why are you trying to squeeze that pass in there? Even if it connects, the chance that that person is going to do something with it is very small.
Yeah.
Like I said,
there was three players around
blind
that
passes off the pick and roll in traffic with three bodies around you. You're putting
those drove me
suicide passes. You're putting guys in no man's land, even if it connects. And then the perimeter stuff is just
Miami
lazy.
Miami sniffed those out too. They did their homework. They know those plays. You know. And I remember one in particular where I think it was Marcus to Jaylen, and Jaylen supposed to go top of the key and he didn't, and it was a turnover, and he kind of gave him that look, and it was just like, man, like I'm not, you know, I don't know why you thought I was going to be there, but I wasn't there. You know what I mean? I just felt like they just weren't always on the same page. Even when it seemed like the tide was turning and seemed like the Celtics were about to go on that run, there would be a huge turnover that would lead to another basket for Miami.
I think Josue nailed it too. Like when word got out that Butler wasn't coming back, Jason Tatum, in Josue's words, needs to smell blood and go into takeover mode. You know, at that point, that's your opportunity. You know, you got Marcus Smart, who you get somehow some miracle. You know, his ankle heals after getting, you know, bent in half, and he comes back. You got all the momentum on your side. Take advantage of these opportunities. We call them gifts. We've been talking about this through the playoffs. You're getting these gifts, you know. Chris Middleton goes down, you know, and you have a gift there. Don't blow it like you did in game five, you know. A game like tonight, you know, Jimmy Butler is hurt. You know, Kyle Lowry's banged up. He leaves the game because his hamstring's not quite there. You know, you don't know. Half the players on this Heat team are banged up. These are gifts that the breaks go your way. Take advantage of them. And the Celtics tonight, again, they got breaks, but they gave their gifts back. They just said, hey, you know what? Thanks, have it. Literally, we'll give you 19 steals tonight.
Yeah.
19 steals for the Heat. That is like, it's a playoff game. Like, there's no excuse for allowing 19 steals to your opponent. I think the Celtics had maybe four on their own. So, again, it's like, it's the effort. It's the sloppiness. It's all that 50-50 stuff that just went the Heat's way tonight. Yeah. That's two wins that the Heat have basically due to effort. It was the third quarter in game one, and it was essentially the first half in game two, or really the first quarter in game two, or sorry, game three. So, I mean, you got to play 48 minutes of basketball. At this point in the season, you're playing against teams that will make you pay for it if you try to cheat or if you try to take plays off or you try to take quarters off. You can't do
it. What did you learn from game one? It's
right,
like
nothing.
You did this already. You played game one. You kind of played, you know, a little loose, not with a sense of urgency. And it was like, oh, these guys are for real. We got to up the intensity. Then they did. And they're like, we're good. So it was just a strange overall team performance. To what I will say, you know, Jimmy, when you mentioned like Tatum not smelling blood, to his credit, Jaylen Brown did. And again, he still was sloppy as hell because, I mean, when he did smell blood, he also turned it over five times in the third quarter, seven times.
He tried to do too much, you know?
Yeah. But he did smell blood, and they were hunting matchups, and Spoelstra was getting nervous because he's like, I don't know who to put out here. They played Hero off the court because he couldn't really hang in there. Oladipo did a decent job, especially, you know, when Jaylen got a little too dribbly with it, playing some defense. But Brown did seek it out. He only had six. He missed six field goals on the game, and every one of them was from three-point land. He made 14 out of 14 attempts at the rim, so he did a phenomenal job getting into people and doing that stuff. So yep. He smelled blood, and that's what I said. There are some Jaylen Brown turnovers you live with because he plays at a high speed, and if he's going to attack, sometimes he's going to lose it. There's other ones that you just need to cut out, and right. Some of them are just sloppy, just –
seven's really? Just high. Yeah. I mean, seven's high. You expect three high. To four, like Sherrod said. But, you know, there was a couple in that fourth, in the second half there, where it was like, damn, like, you really didn't want you to be going head down into a player and turn the ball over there. You know what I mean?
He didn't do that as much as Tatum did. His were, like, sloppy on the perimeter.
Yeah, they're sloppy passes tonight, too. I mean, you name it, it happened. But, yeah, you got to give Jaylen Brown credit. He was aggressive. He kept them in the game in that second half there. He was the only... in my opinion, the only guy that really gave them a chance to win.
Al was quiet and solid all night.
Yeah, he had a heck of a
Marcus
night
had a sneaky yeah.
Al had some timely shots.
Marcus, despite his heroics and all of his stuff with the return and that amazing three that cut the lead to 10 when he came back there and the place exploded. He had a sneaky bad game too. He threw some passes that didn't necessarily result in turnovers, but didn't put his teammates in the best position to win. Killer turnover late in that game where Marcus was dribbling way too friggin' long. 40 feet from the basket, you know, and there's now we're down to 10 and 9 seconds on the clock in a really critical possession. He heaves it over to Jaylen and he's like, you deal with it, hot potato. Jaylen gets it with 5 seconds left, and that resulted in another turnover at a really critical time. So there was a few times that Smart didn't put his team in the best position to win, didn't really make the right pass or the right decision a lot of the time. So really all of those guys with the ball in their hands did not make great decisions with it, except Brown put his head down, went to the basket, and friggin' scored a ton of points. And they needed it, as Sherrod said, partly because they turned the ball over so many times. They were in such a friggin' hole before that that they needed to make up for it like crazy. But yeah, just a really rough game from the three guys that you expect to do most of the heavy lifting in terms of, you know, handling the ball and distributing and making their teammates better. You can't win when those guys are just chucking it around the arena like they were.
Yeah, and especially because, let's face it, this happens from time to time, and it happened again. The Celtics bench.
But it happened all at once with all of them.
A lot of goose eggs in that box score, right? Let's put it that way, right? Outside of Grant Williams and, Peyton Pritchard, or I guess garbage time for Stauskas, zeros off the bench.
And Grant came late. Grant came late with it. Grant didn't score until late.
Right, he scored 10 of the 13 points from your second unit. So, like, that's the position that this team is in, right?
But he didn't even have – I think he had 2 points entering the fourth or something. He didn't contribute much. But you're right. Goose egg everywhere.
When those three guys – I mean, look, we already know what this team looks like, or at least against the Miami Heat, what they look like without Al Horford and Marcus Smart. I mean, never mind when you know, guys like Jaylen – I mean, guys like Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart aren't having the greatest games. Like, look, Marcus heroics, I put the rest of the side, in my opinion. I just thought that when it came down to capitalizing and trying to string together stops, that he would be your guy. But look, it was tough against this Miami Heat team, because when the Miami Heat feel like they can close out a game, this is what they tend to do. And the Celtics just couldn't get it into, they got it down to 1 point, but it was so short-lived. And outside of that opportunity, it was always a two-possession game where Miami Heat are comfortable with that. You know, we talked about the Celtics in the late game execution, and when it comes down to if it's a two-point game or tie game, it can get tough, especially when your best guy and Jason Tatum doesn't have it going, and your second best guy is turning the ball over. It felt like every other possession, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're 42 minutes into this post-game show.
Just a wild second half.
Josue, we're 42 minutes into this post-game show. Which random Miami Heat player is Bobby doing a one-on-one with right now?
Well, I hope he's in on the Jaylen presser. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Jaylen's on the stage now. Al Horford just finished talking, so he should join us soon. But
Bobby did a story.
From what I'm seeing right now, Jaylen's taking a lot of the blame too. Zane's got to take care of the ball, and he's he used a couple of curse words in that.
I know they say, but that's the thing is they say that, and they said that after the first game too, and it's on us, and we didn't show up, and we don't have energy. I don't care.
I mean, that's what they do, John.
I don't care. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear accountability of like, yeah, we just got to. It's the conference finals, guys. You can't throw games away. You can't just show up every other day. It's the conference freaking finals. You can make these excuses after a, you know, the second leg of a back-to-back against the Pacers and be like, yeah, we just came out flat tonight. It's the conference freaking finals. I am not interested in hearing people taking it on themselves. No shit, it's on you. You're the stars of the team, and you committed a zillion turnovers, and you're down 2-1, and you punted back home field advantage, home court advantage, one game after winning by 100 points and looking like you were the dominant team, and you just gave it back to them. I don't care. I don't want to hear accountability at this point. Just fix it.
Well, this is all they can do right now, John. Okay, they can't play game four right now, all right?
But... Joe, I hear you. Fix it. You fix it.
It's like empty words. You know, we've heard it. We've heard it before. We got to come out with more aggression. We got to come out ready to play. We got to, you know, it's on us, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, we know.
Fix it.
We've seen it before, and it's still happening. So saying it.
At least Trevor Story's hitting well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because Trevor Story has a damn chip on his shoulder, right? These guys, I don't know how to get chipped.
I've fallen.
I've gone down.
I'm down.
Oh no!
Oakley has been shot.
Boomer down.
I'll tell you, John. I got you. Yo, who attacked you? Come on.
Oh my God!
Somebody, one of the viewers just knocked me to the ground.
Wait, what's that? Oh, you have Life Alert over there?
I think it's that guy Enrique on Twitter. He just friggin'
say less. Say less. We're getting
Life Alert. Hit the button.
We got you. You don't take down our host like that. All right, it's just a game, guys. Take it easy. All right, it's just a game.
It's an assassination attempt on live YouTube.
It's Jaylen Brown's biggest fan. No.
He just took me. Right, all the Brown stands. Somebody just took a shot at me.
He scored 40 points.
I think I got a stinger. That hurt.
Yeah, you'll be back. You'll be fine. Trust me.
I'll be back.
That is a horrible.
He's got a stinger.
Horrible.
But no, I was saying, because Trevor Story has a chip on his shoulder, man. These guys need to get that chip on the shoulder. And that's what they do. That's what Celtics do, right? When they lose, they come back in a big way. They respond in a big way. So I look forward to what they're going to do in game four. Because, look, these guys, this Miami Heat team, all these guys, they have a chip on their shoulder, man. Bam Adebayo, he hears the noise. Oh, Bam, you ain't the same person you used to be. You know, he heard all that noise. Kyle Lowry, he knows that he was missed. He came in here, and he gave you nothing but energy and effort for 48 minutes, you know? I mean, look up and down between these guys who have similar stories, whether it's being undrafted or being, you know, looked over as players. And now that, you know, they're veterans. This is what they do, man. This is when it matters most. And right now, the Celtics have to show how much they want it, you know? Do they want it more than the Miami Heat? Are their heart bigger than these guys? You got to come out here and show them game four, because you go down 3-1 going to Miami, man, I don't know if I'm going to have my special weekend in game seven. So come on, boss.
You know, and I want that for you.
Let's see on that. Send Joe Swing game seven. Come on.
Let's do it.
Make this thing interesting. We all want that. It sounds like Tatum's at the podium now, taking some blame. So
I don't think we'll see a game seven. If the Celtics lose game four, I don't know if there'll be a game seven. Yeah, that's not good news for the Celtics, obviously.
All right, Jason Tatum.
If my math is right.
Jason Tatum said his neck got caught in a weird, quote unquote, weird position, but that he got some feeling back after he went to the back, and that was cleared to check back into the game. So
it was a stinger.
I felt like I left the guy.
Stinger, as we said.
Yeah.
Felt like I left the guy.
That's what Ime said, but I didn't know if he was just saying that. Ime said that too, but
it made sense.
It makes sense himself.
Again, I know people are saying he faked it. It looked like he was in excruciating pain. Like, so
I think
it had.
He looked like he was
crying on the court. Yeah,
right. I think he was just freaked out more than anything, because if you've never had a stinger before, I mean, that shit is scary. If for the first time you've had it, so I think I think he overreacted to it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that it was just a stinger and not something serious, because I mean, you know, when you see your top player down like that for that long, you're thinking like, shit. You know,
I'm not gonna lie.
That we didn't,
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Not for one second did I think he was really hurt. I was just like, "Come on, score!" You know, and that's all I cared about. I was like, "Just step over him," you know.
And they did.
Yeah, and they did.
It was a 3-point play. They got a 3-point play out of that.
Yeah.
I was trying to finish my quote before I was cut off by all three of you. Tatum also said,
"Very good, Jimmy."
I felt like I left the guys hanging tonight. That's on me. 6 turnovers, no field goals in the second half. That's unacceptable. I've got to play better. That is what Tatum said.
That makes me feel better. Okay.
Reading a quote.
I think they'll be all right. I feel better after having heard that.
Yeah. Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Accountability.
That's all you need,
John.
There you go.
Accountability.
They'll be fine.
We'll see what happens on Monday. That'll tell me if they actually even believe what they say. If they come out.
They'll win Monday.
They'll win Monday, Shrub, because you know what? They do respond to – it's almost like they play shitty to play well. And it's like there's no continuity to this performances here. Like, you just don't know what you're going to get game in, game out with these guys.
They're going to read their clippings and see that everyone says that they play like shit. And maybe we were wrong about them. Maybe they're fraudulent. Maybe they're not championship material. And that's all the fuel they're going to need to come out and play
better
basketball.
But they shouldn't need that. They shouldn't.
I Jimmy, you're talking to the choir on that one. I agree.
But, and then will they get overconfident and get blown out in game five and we have to say mean stuff about them again?
So yeah, people get mad at us for saying mean stuff, but apparently it's necessary.
Yeah.
I think I still feel good about them in 6, which means they got to run the tables here.
Oh, yeah?
I get that.
Well,
we need
a term for that. Bobby's going to drop some weird term. An inverted backdoor triple Lindy.
A little
Bobby gonna show himself tonight or what?
I'm gonna just shut this friggin' thing down. He's got 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have much left in me.
I will turn this car around, Bobby, if you don't get in here.
I can't shit on the team any longer, much longer.
Now we got Ninja Jimmy.
All right, thanks guys. We'll see you later. Yeah. Jimmy started the show not wanting to show his face.
So we got Ninja Jimmy. Okay.
I didn't think the Celtics deserved to
people asking about Rob in the chat. About Bobby tweeted, I'm guessing this came out of Ime's presser.
Oh yeah. That, he's questionable forever.
He's gonna be pretty sickly day to day for the rest of his life.
Pretty much. That's what I got too.
That's what I got.
Out of it. That's why I said forever.
This is the famous Doc Rivers quote, right, Shirai, where he says, aren't we all day-to-day?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's day-to-day
for. And then everybody laughs and has
day-to-day
a good time.
For the rest
we
of
love
his
you,
life.
Doc. Oh, yeah.
But no, well, at least for this postseason. That's what he may have said.
Right.
So, well, I mean, it's all about the swelling, as he put it, right?
He said pretty much day-to-day for the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up, see how he feels. If there's swelling or there's soreness, they got to ramp him back. They give him treatment. They hope that he's okay, and they hope he plays. But he's going to be a wild card for the rest of the way. So everyone wondering, like, is this a setback? Is it this? No, this is just the kind of maintenance that he's going through, both through post-surgery and the bone bruise that he suffered on the same exact knee that's going to cause issues, you know, over the next – basically the duration of the playoffs before he can actually like get a proper amount of rest and, you know, rehab and all of that stuff. So we're going to be riding this train for a while. So it's going to be frustrating because everybody woke up today feeling great, counting the minutes. And we're like, this is going to be great. Celtics are fully healthy. They had everybody. Yeah. Derek White had a baby. They're all going to play. And then
don't talk about
the baby. Then the Rob news. And you're like, oh man, you know, just, the wind comes out of the sails. So
it's always something.
Set your expectations to like medium, you know,
and make it matters worse. Bam is back, you know, look, 31 points, you know, double 10, look, 6 assists. I mean, he was even passing the ball. Like, look, he looked like the guy who played the Celtics in the, you know, and
you mean
a
guy that played
Rob,
against Daniel Tice in the bubble, that guy. Yeah,
that guy.
Well, yeah.
Did anyone send Ime that film?
Yeah, something tells me he's seen it a couple of times. Because coming into this one, I mean, look, even even though Rob has had a solid performance in this series, he just hasn't, health-wise, I feel like it's always been in the back of Ime's mind that he may miss a couple games throughout this series. And, you know, going into this one, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. This is not going to be easy at all for game four, man, because the Heat, their confidence at an all-time high in the series right now.
I see somebody in the waiting room, John.
Oh, yeah. All right, Bobby. Final thoughts. Bobby Manning, go ahead.
What's going on?
There he is.
What up, Bobby?
That was as bad as it gets. I was going back and forth with some people on Twitter where this was rock bottom for the playoffs. Obviously, game five against the Bucks was pretty bad, too. But this one felt worse to me.
This is worse, right? This is worse. Yeah. That's what I said. I said the exact same thing.
Just because, especially after post-game, Ime talking about the fact that not only he, but all the players were discussing everything that was going to be coming their way in this game, whether it was physicality, Bam, and pretty much everything that the Heat did in this game. Nothing schematic stood out to him about what Miami did that bothered them. It was just a greater level of physicality that the Celtics didn't meet. And beyond that, all their worst habits showing here, whether it's the turnovers, worst turnover game by a team in two postseasons with 23, not sharing the ball with teammates, trying to do it on your own, complaining, again, Ime mentioned an issue in this one, Smart with a late technical there. I don't want to overreact to this, but something that popped in my mind post-game
What the hell did he just say?
Don't want to overreact.
But it's what they pay me to
overreact?
You've already. But, let him finish.
Go ahead.
Something that popped into my mind, and you know, we've seen it a few times this postseason, is whether these things, their worst habits, the worst attributes about this team, when they're at their worst, is whether or not it's baked in and it's always going to be there. And it's going to pop up at certain points. You've talked about this, John. One of your biggest fears going into this postseason is that the old Celtics will pop up. It's only happened in spots, but the spots where it happened have just been devastating. Game five against the Bucks tonight. I've nearly game one against the Nets and game two when they built that 17-point deficit.
I'll also throw in Tatum individually game three against the Bucks, where he had another 10-point game and very similar to this one, but even worse with the complaining and the all of this stuff. But yeah, you're right. Is it in their DNA? We still got the same stuff, Bobby, right? People are saying, oh, you know, they're still learning, like they're young. Like, come on, guys.
Your tone setters really let you down in this one.
Yeah. You can't say, oh, they have, what do you mean no experience? They've been to three conference finals, but then also excuse them for being young. It's one or the other. You either have experience and you're battle-tested because you've played in big games before and you know what it takes, or you're not.
Right.
One of the two.
Right. But that's exactly why I think this loss is more disappointing than what we saw against Milwaukee, because like you're supposed to learn from that. You know, you're supposed to be better. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to go into the suit.
And that's the reason why, from one to three.
Right now, you have national heads picking the Celtics to win the championship. This is beyond local, right? These are guys that are watching the four teams remaining. And before tonight, it was the Celtics. A lot of those people were picking the Celtics. And that's the reason why, because everyone expected that they've moved on from those mistakes. But they clearly didn't. You know, they clearly did it. And look, Ime can talk about those two glaring quarters throughout the entire series, right?
He is.
He could talk about the third quarter in game one, and he could talk about the first quarter in this one as the two biggest difference. You know, outside of those two quarters, yes, the Celtics have either matched the Heat or beat them quarter by quarter. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter, because look at the series. They're down 2-1. You know, those were so – okay, if it was only down to those two quarters, okay, sure, fair. Okay, Ime, but what happened in those two quarters? And what can the Celtics do to make sure that those type of quarters never happen again in the series? That's what they need to figure out.
So, Bobby, what do you think? Is it like, again?
Bobby, is this one over? Is this series over?
Is it over now? Is it over the other way now?
Here's the thing about that.
Celtics will never win another game this series now.
We didn't think Lowry was coming back, and this Rob thing dropped out of nowhere. That wasn't the issue tonight. But when I heard that, I was like, all right, that five thing I said is out the window. This thing has shifted again here. And I almost expected the Heat to come out and punch them hard, but I didn't expect the Celtics to just be getting beat off the dribble early on. I completely punked by Bam, leaving PJ on the weak side for those open passes. Tice was a mess. And that's when Ime's gonna have to take is starting him.
He's gonna eat it, man.
That set a horrible tone for this.
He learned,
game,
but it set a bad tone. Yeah.
Yeah, they should have stuck with the Grant thing that was working. And there were numbers from earlier in the series that you sent as well, John, that argued against starting Tyson this game. I understand it, wanted to stagger your lineups and all of that, but man, he killed them early on, and Al had overcompensated. He ended up getting beat, and everything just went wrong early.
That's what I don't get with the Tice thing, Bobby, and Sherrod hit on it earlier too. This is a guy who Ime clearly has decided he has to hide, and he has to pick and choose his spots with his minutes because he's a detriment. Okay, he's just you're worried with him out there that he's going to get exposed, and the paint's not going to be protected. And certainly in those games where you're down to one big, you got to be really judicious with his minutes. So I just simply don't understand starting a game with him. You can't go from being a guy that under ultimate circumstances I wouldn't play you at all to starting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me. It's a guy you're trying to hide and use as little as possible and pick and choose some spots and maybe give some guys some rest. He cannot be starting. It was a really, really strange decision, which, again, not the reason they lost. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Bad
yeah,
mood,
I'm
I
with
think.
You, John. I'm with you because, if you're going to do something like that, at least try to get him a few looks. It's just trying to get Bam out of there. See if you can keep the middle somewhat open a bit.
Which didn't happen much. Bam played 42, but still, yeah.
He didn't attempt a single shot, you know? I mean, he only played 11 minutes, but still. I mean, you could tell he was clearly just out of sync with the offense. And, I mean, look, the Celtics in the first quarter, which is ugly in general, so he wasn't helping that matter, you know, on that side of the ball anyway.
Here's some other concerning
first quarter. Man.
Here's some other concerning stuff from Al post-game, saying that he feels like they've slipped up like this a few times in the playoffs, which I definitely agree with. We went over all those games, but he also said it feels like sometimes we relax. And Ime wouldn't go as far as to say that he thinks the team takes a step back when they have a great night like the other night, but they have been going back and forth a little bit here the last two rounds, and you do expect some give and take in a postseason series, but you don't expect to just completely flop on your home court after a win just because you're feeling good. I don't think that was the issue, though. Like, Rob stepping out of the lineup, pretty massive. And I don't know what's going on there. Now he's day-to-day for the rest of the way, Ime said post-game. And is it just a pain tolerance thing, or is there an issue there? Both are concerning.
I mean, I
and
think it's
it doesn't
the fact
feel like
that
you're going to get him back 100% the rest of the way.
I think it's the schedule, Bobby. I mean, look, they're playing every other day. I think he's just trying to keep it honest. He's trying to keep it 100. He's like, look, if he's not feeling well tomorrow, we're not sure if he's going to be able to play in a Monday, you know, and then nothing changes after that because the schedule continues. You know, they play every other day. So, look, the swelling just must have reached a point where they haven't seen it, you know, in this series. So moving forward, it makes sense that he would be day to day.
Yeah, and I'm not jumping off the ship yet. A lot of concerning stuff popped up here, but as we've said, it has in the past too, and they've been able to respond to it. I'd imagine that they're going to respond. They responded in this game in a pretty encouraging way. And this is the thing that's makes you feel good to some degree, but also bad, is that for the brunt of this postseason, your stars have really let you down. Jalen's had a good efficiency postseason, but we talk about the ball control issues. Tatum has really struggled for much of this postseason, and this was about as bad as it gets that second half.
I don't know about that, Bobby.
He has,
he's
though.
Been arguably
even – His good point games have been inefficient, both in terms of shooting percentage. He's had a lot of games where you look, it's like 29 or 30 points, but the game itself was bad, inefficient shooting, a lot of turnovers, and then those situations where, like, defensive lapses because of complaining for calls. He had a bunch of those, and he's had two absolute, like I said to Sherrod and Jimmy, F-minus games this postseason. 10-point games, game three against Milwaukee, game three here, where even below average Tatum and they win going away. He had to be the worst version of himself for them to lose both of those games, and he was. Your star being that bad that even like a crappy version of him would have won you a game is unacceptable. He's been bad. He's been rough. Outside of Brooklyn, it's been a very spotty postseason for Tatum. Well, it feels like one on, one off.
Yeah, but I feel like he's the reason why they beat the Bucks. Like, he, you know, he's arguably been the best, one of the better players in the postseason. I mean, look,
I don't think this series,
every other game, his shot selection has been a bit off, I guess, you know, three games into the series. But I don't think that's fair enough to say that he's had a lackluster postseason altogether.
No, it's
this
inconsistent.
Series, this series he's been inconsistent. But I mean, outside of what, two games of that Bucks series,
more
pretty
than
solid.
That. Yeah.
Which games? Game one. It's been back what?
It's been back and forth a little bit. Game one, he was off. Game three in that series,
game one and game three,
really bad.
Yeah, game three was his worst game of the postseason. But then outside of that, I don't know.
Game five, he had seven turnovers
in the game seven win. He had seven turnovers against Milwaukee. That was a concerning
and
game.
Seven turnovers in game one of this.
And he had seven turnovers in game one. He's played two dog shit games in this series. I know he had 29 points, but he had seven turnovers. I mean, it's just not a good enough performance for someone like Tatum to have. And again, the 34-point game that preceded the 46-point game, he was 12 of 29, you know, 2 of 11 from 3. That was a bad game where the stats looked fairly decent. The 10-point game before that, he's played one-on, one-off for a lot of the postseason throughout from the Bucks series and on. A really bad game, 1-6 of 18 from the field, 4 turnovers in that one. I mean, he played 3 or 4 not great games against Milwaukee and 2 not-so-great games here, you know, so... It's your star. Your star can't be one-on-one off at this point. He can't. The expectations are higher for him.
I was just going
to
say that.
The argument is that
he's
bad. The argument is
that
you're the star. Yeah. Your expectations are much, much higher than everybody else around you.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about shooting and scoring and all the different stuff. They look to him to calm things down. They look to him to control the ball. And at this point, he's the tone setter for this team. And when things get erratic and the complaining starts flying and they're not getting back on defense, a lot of the time those are the tones that he's not setting. And I'm not going all in on him and saying that he's been bad. Again, he saves them in game 6 against the Bucks, and he's had some monster performances here.
Saying. He's been bad this postseason.
But if you're gonna, again, he's held to a high
bad
standard.
By his,
and we're talking
bad by his all NBA lofty sixth in the MVP voting standards.
Again, we're talking about him after the season as a top 5 guy. So far in the series, Butler's outplaying him. And that's not something that you can sustain and win a series if that's the case. Not to mention Bam outplaying him in this one, too. He's just got to be better. We've said this all season, too. When he was struggling for a lot of the year, we were talking about this and that and his help and the shooting. And it boiled down to just him needing to be better. And when he started playing better, the team started playing better. And it's really as simple as that. I think he can turn it around. But, man, when they put him in after he exited with the injury, they got worse.
Yep.
This was a rough one for him, and I think it was the roughest one yet we've seen this postseason. He can bounce back. They can bounce back. But, man, you did not want to do that after the tone you set in game 2 there. This was just really, really bad. I don't even care about the comeback. Like, it was nice, but for the first quarter, it was just like the third quarter in game 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to take advantage when Jimmy Butler's not out there. And look, right.
And I thought Al
third,
was just so
starting the third
post-game. Quarter. Yeah, Al also, just really seemed concerned. Like, this stuff keeps popping up again and again. And I know they've really done a good job overcoming it and covering it up and responding to it when their old habits
But then
break
they do it
through.
Again.
But then they do it again. And
that's
the habit breaking. It's habits. When things go wrong, they lean in on their habits.
There's enough resiliency where they have been able to overcome their worst tendencies, whether in game or from game to game. They do have way more resiliency than previous iterations of this team earlier in the season, or that we saw last year or late in the bubble in 2020. But yeah, it's the repeat performances just to forget it. So, and they forget it in game. It happens all the time. They'll have like 5, 6, 7, 8 great possessions in a row and get a bunch of stops and look like they're connected, and then the next time down and just be like, let's just walk it up the floor and just play casual. I'm like, no, the thing that you were just doing was working great, keep doing that. Their memory is so short, it feels like, that they just lapse into these bad habits sometimes. Their defense has been so freaking good, it covers up for a lot of mistakes. They've just been able to kind of, you know, keep themselves in striking distance, you know, with a lot of these teams, so they're there. But I can't believe they played this way in this game after the game 1 game. You know,
Sherrod,
that shows that they learned nothing.
Sherrod, what's up with the turnovers?
There's no rhyme or reason for why they're just sloppy. I mean, with Jalen, it's a given. I mean, it's clearly it's the weakness to his game. So we're growing accustomed to him turning the ball over. Now, Tatum has to be better, though. He has to be better than this. I don't know what the hell was going on with him, whether it was a physical thing, whether it's a mental thing, but it has to stop if they're going to have a serious shot of getting past a really hard-charging Miami Heat team, because the Heat aren't going away. I mean, whether Jimmy Butler plays or not, they're still going to be a formidable foe. And the Celtics have to respect that. They can't believe the hype. They can't get caught up into the press clip that they're the greatest team ever and that they're going to just easily have no problem getting past this Heat team. Because Miami, they're no punks. They are not a team of punks. They are going to play hard, and they're not going – if you're going to knock them out of the playoffs, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to knock their ass out because they're not going to beat themselves.
Yeah. You think P.J. Tucker's going to come in here and make a bunch of mistakes in game four?
No. Come on, man.
These guys, they're crisp.
Big credit to Bam. He did everything he needed to do.
I get why Al's mad, too, because he's probably thinking, like, guys, I'm friggin' 36, 30, whatever years old. I don't have a lot of these games in me. You can't waste them.
That's
you know,
a frustrating
like,
thing, too. Like, we talk about the struggles of the stars. The role guys are picking them up big time. I mean, there was a turnover in this game, a bad one by Tatum, that Smart got back and drew an elbow to the face on. And I feel like the role guys on this team are constantly doing stuff like that, picking up the mistakes of the stars, playing well, having huge games. We remember the 30 from Horford, Grant game 7. All the little contributions you're getting from the likes of Pritchard and up and down the roster right now, Rob, even when he's out there, you're in a good place below 1 and 2, but the 1 and 2 need to be consistent because everything's going to flow from there for the team. And those are the tone setters. Smart to some degree in this one too. I thought Smart was fairly inconsistent, but you roll your ankle, you come back and do what he did. That makes up for all that. I mean, he's just, as Jimmy said after the last game, this guy's crumbling to pieces, and he's still coming out there making plays.
Yeah, Smart's the gamer, and even when he has an imperfect game, you're not questioning, you know, the effort and the fight and trying to, you know, do the right thing, which he did. He didn't make some great decisions with the ball today, but you're not going to fault Smart for anything that happened. It goes on the two stars.
Yeah, and I think we're back to even in this series. Like, this is suddenly a series that I think goes down to the wire after a loss like this. You know, you're going to have
Memorial
to tie
Day
it
weekend.
Up. It's going to go to Miami again, and who knows what happens there in a game 5. And then, I think at this point we're looking at a 7-game series. Miami is punched back. They've shown resilience. They've been able to bring out the worst in the Celtics again. I feel like 2 years later, same thing. I'm coming into this series saying, what's the big deal with these guys? And we saw what the big deal is. I mean, I don't think necessarily this is what they did, but didn't it feel a little bit like, all right, Butler's got some soreness going on here. We're in a really good spot. Let's just show them, and we feel good about being able to close this out.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Bobby. Oh, they look at the 10-point lead like, oh, we'll be back in no time. It's like, no, you got to fight for that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so he'll be fine. Reports out there that he's going to be all right. They're not even doing an MRI, I believe, on Butler. So, I don't know. Rob being out really makes you rethink this one. He had the lane sealed up in game 2. Got a little tougher to defend the interior without
him.
Yeah,
they know
Tice
he's there.
Just enough of a drop-off in this series. Tice and Rob a little more interchangeable round 1 in this series where
that's never been the case, Bobby. I'll
the perimeter. I mean, they swept the first round without
Rob. I get it, but to the they are not. You just, I don't. They are not interchangeable. They're not
in that series. They were.
That's a much. This is a much different team.
You can get by putting a donut on your car, and you can get home. It's not interchangeable. Okay, it's not the same as.
Oh
okay?
Man, John just called DeAndre Jordan a donut. I mean, not DeAndre Jordan.
Okay, donut. You can get by, but you're not gonna ride that thing around for very long. It doesn't. It's survive. Okay, that's not interchangeable. Okay, it's they're both
round.
That's about
were.
It. No, they
I
weren't.
Mean, you swept the series.
That does not mean anything. They might have won each game by 30 if Rob played. It's not interchangeable just because you won. Daniel Tice is not
in any way a substitute for Rob Williams. I don't want anybody to make that mistake again, because the head coach of the Boston Celtics made it tonight, and it might have cost them a game. So, again, I don't put this propaganda out there into the world anymore, Bobby, okay? Because people are hearing it, and decisions are being made, games are being lost, and Josue might lose trips to Miami, and we don't want that, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't disagree with this series. But what do you do now?
Fair point.
Your paper thin now without Rob.
It's the same thing you always do. You start Grant and you bury the Theis minutes as best you can. Little spots, 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there, and you just give guys a ball.
So it's 40 for Horford again.
Yeah, but John, Grant,
when Rob's out, it's 40 for Horford. Yes, it has to be.
If Grant doesn't come through, it gets really dicey after that, though. Just keep that in mind.
It does, but you play small ball. They didn't do a small ball lineup tonight. They didn't go with the three-guard lineup. They didn't go with the Derek because White was so bad, but they didn't go once, I don't think, with Derek White, Marcus Smart, and Tatum and Brown with a single big. And that's a lineup that worked for you well in spots. That's also an option you can do at different times. And that'll give Miami some problems, because even though it's a small lineup, they're big. And there's guys on Miami that you can exploit with matchups there when they go small. So that's another option, too, when you don't have
these guys can run.
But you really got to minimize those Theis minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But these guys can run. You know, that's the thing. You got to keep up with them. And especially when off of misses. Like these guys, man, they made the Celtics pay. You know, but Celtics have to
I like
keep
that
up.
Idea.
They have to. They can't get into foul trouble. And man, did you see the how many free throws they had? At the end of it, it's not as bad, but the Celtics had a huge advantage from the free throw line. And you look at the turnover ratio, and you're just like, oh, well, how are you going to come back? Or how are you going to come back and stay ahead when you turn over the ball that many times?
It's just, that's the other frustrating
by the way,
thing about this.
By the way, those 19 steals from Miami today is a new franchise record, a playoff franchise record.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing about this is you were within striking distance a couple of times, and every big momentum play, it felt like either they answered or you squandered back the other
down
way.
To one.
Of a bunch of them. Down to one.
Down to one.
Brown's got it against Strus in the left corner, and the shot clock runs out, and he just throws it away, and they spiral from there. Strus, by the way, big time. Three.
That's the problem, too.
That's the Bobby Manning bump right there that Strus got.
Thanks a lot,
see,
Bobby.
That's the problem. Yeah, he's talking about that article you're putting together.
Why don't you do an article on Theis?
Yeah, do an article on Theis. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's your feature on Derek White? All right, the newest father.
Yeah,
the lead, all right, jeez. Give me a feel good story. Father's Day's coming up, Bobby. Damn it. No.
yeah, there you go.
The Bobby bump.
The commenters hate when I talk about the other team.
Don't worry about them. Eventually, they'll turn their ire back on me. You'll be fine. You can get away with it.
And the another thing about this, too, is I'm just continuing to feel that, like, uneasy feeling when the Celtics are at a tie game or down by two with 2 minutes left. It's just like, I don't trust this team in those situations. I think the Celtics are in this spot where they have to have, like, a five-point lead with a minute left or, like, a seven-point advantage going into the final couple of minutes, because against this Miami Heat team, it's tough, especially when they're banged up, especially when your stars are playing closer to 40 minutes. You know, I don't know. I don't trust the Celtics in those situations against this Miami Heat team. So
I like John's answer. That smaller lineup,
to really
you get more
to
ball
him.
Handling out there, more versatility. Feels like it brings the best out of White, too. You might have to really stash the Theis minutes the rest of the way, like six, and go small and keep him out of there. Yeah, you're right, John.
What a good suggestion. Let's
watch
try
White
that.
Drop 20. Watch Dwight drop 20 in game four.
He's got to be better. He's one of your ball controllers, you know. And
White looks.
Everyone,
really, Sherrod said maybe the worst White game ever.
I mean,
we're going in a bad direction with him.
Yeah,
we really
Hendrick's dad didn't look great today. Hendrick's dad.
He was bad today.
I'm really glad Hendrick's isn't old enough to witness this.
His kid's name Hendrick's
right.
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't Hendrick want to see his dad score a point? Come on, get on the board.
Didn't Rob?
I'm gonna score one for you tonight, son. Just one.
Yeah. To answer your question, Jimmy, yes. You've got two Hendrick's kids on the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
And they're both giving the Celtics nothing, Jimmy. Imagine.
Man.
Yeah. All right.
It's a bad day to be named Hendrick's and have your dad play for the Celtics. It's very bad.
There you go, Jimmy. There you go.
It's a rough one. Yes,
I got that one out. Thank you.
There you go. You had like 2 seconds. You better say this.
Jimmy. Say something to make people feel better.
How you feeling about the series now, Jimmy?
Say something to make the people feel better.
Say anything. How you feeling about the series? Answer Bobby's question.
I'm still feeling okay about the series. I just need the Celtics to play 48 minutes of basketball. They refused to play 48 minutes of basketball. They came out so flat today, just like they came out flat in the second half in game one. When they don't do that, when they play full game, you see what happened in game two. They are still the better team from top to bottom, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not completely flipping my overall feeling on the series, but they need to play the game. If they don't play, then yeah, they're not going to win. If they let the Heat outwill them like they did tonight, then yeah, they deserve to lose, and they deserve to lose tonight. Is this game reminded me so much of like last season's team. Go down big to start the game, spend the rest of the game trying to claw back, and then get it close, and then you lose by like eight. Like, that was exactly what happened tonight. And that's not this team anymore. That's not the team that we've watched since like December. So for them to fall into those habits again, kind of like Ime talked about, got concerned with the refereeing, got frustrated, came out flat. All those things is last year's team. So if that's the team we're going to see, then yeah, they're true. But they aren't last year's team. We've seen that over the last 3-4 months now. So just play your game. Don't let the Heat dictate the game. Don't let the Heat jump out the 20-point lead and dictate the way the game's played. And then you have to scratch and claw your way back. Get out to good starts. On Monday, they can even up the series again. And we're having a completely different discussion. So my overall feeling hasn't changed. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. It's like that thing. Because I know that
they were in a really good spot.
That's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, like if you're a dad, if you're a kid and you hear your dad say, I'm not mad at you, I'm just disappointed. Like, that hurts.
Yeah, you can't sleep at night.
Yeah,
you're like, that one hurts.
It fucks you up. It fucks you up, yeah.
I know that they're better.
Dad, can you say something nice about me before I go to bed? Because I feel terrible right now.
You don't suck.
Oh, this was bad. Can you say something nice about me?
Yeah.
Don't say disappointed.
They don't deserve to get anything said nice. We are they disappointed. Have to go to bed. They want them
That's
to think about what they did. That's what I want.
Go to bed. Right.
That's when you hang on. He dropped the good night. Go to bed.
You have a chance to earn my love tomorrow. Good night.
It's gonna be a beautiful day tomorrow in Boston. The Celtics are home. They can sort of reset. Maybe they go to com.com/guardian, get 40% off. Maybe they don't. Either way, they've got a little time to rest and get back out there on Monday.
And Jimmy, they're what after losses? 4-0?
Yeah, they haven't lost yet after a loss. So
that's what you lean on. And they've been without Rob for most of the postseason. So whether he's there or not.
Yeah,
they've shown they can win without him.
Yeah, someone mentioned that to E Man after the game. He wasn't trying to hear it. He's like, man, damn that stat. All right, we need to come out here. We need to come out here and look better. That's it. I need to feel better about this team. I don't care about that stat. But exactly. It's true. It is true. They are defeated after L's. So in the postseason.
All right. Well, we are defeated tonight.
I'm doing the pool tomorrow. It's a pool day.
We did our best. Now let's head over to Easty. Nick, we're coming over.
Yeah, I don't even think he's there
right now.
Doesn't matter.
Place.
Doesn't matter. We're just gonna storm it. It's gonna be the caddies hour at the pool. We're just gonna friggin' run in there and do our damage.
Okay. Gotta get to a body of water tomorrow.
Mentioning to everybody at home once again, please support our sponsors. HelloFresh, terrific restaurant quality meals, fresh ingredients, farm fresh ingredients sent delivered right to your doorstep. You don't have to do a friggin' thing other than follow the instructions. Take what's out of the boxes and just cook it. Boom, delicious meal in no time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Really good stuff, a zillion different restaurant menu options to choose from. Yeah. So please go to HelloFresh.com/playoff16. Use the code playoff16, up to 16 meals for free. And why don't we give these guys a shout out too. Our guys over at com.com/garden. This is a night where we probably all need it. It's late. It's
never been needed more.
We got to stay calm, even though we're not worked up. We are disappointed, but still we need to kind of get back to our baseline, feel good about ourselves. com.com/garden, receive 40% off, number one sleep and meditation app out there. Wellness app, we're calling it. Okay. It's wellness. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's good for your soul. Get right. Okay. Get calm.
Jimmy used it. That's why he's been so calm. I'll show him.
That'll be me tomorrow. My little Sunday me day. You know, you gotta take some time for yourself. Use com.com/garden to help you get there.
You need it. So please check that out. We have game four. I'd say final thoughts, but again, I think we'll all say the same thing. But let's do a quick whip here. Game four coming up on Monday. What do you guys expect?
Celtics will win. Celtics will win. I have no doubt about it.
I expect to be wearing the hard hat on Monday.
Hey, there you go.
Hard hat only comes on when the Celtics go to work. That's the whole thing. Like, where's the hard hat? Where's the hard hat? Hard hat only comes on when the Celtics put the hard hats on, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to see the hard hat, they got to go to work.
That's what Jimmy does here.
Steel toe boots, hard hats, Monday. Yeah. Monday's a work day. Everyone knows that about Monday. It's a work day. Show up.
Jimmy's ready to clock in. I think the Celtics bounce back with a win. I do. I think Jason Tatum has a big part in that. Seeing how Jimmy Butler responds will be interesting, of course, with the injury. But look, these guys are going to be running on adrenaline at this point. This is a huge game for both teams. Obviously, if you're the Celtics, you don't want to go down to Miami 3-1. And if you're Jason Tatum, you're trying to show everyone that you're not a fluke. This is it. This is the big stage. This is another big moment, similar to what we saw against the Milwaukee Bucks. But I think this one's even bigger when you look at what's at stake here. And coming off this type of performance, he's got to respond here. I think he does. But the Celtics, how they look as a whole, I mean, look, they have to put it together. It can't be one of those, just give the ball to Tatum, he's going to go out. Like, no, it's got to be the same team that we saw in the last series in terms of them moving the ball, stacking up those assists, getting defensive stops, and, of course, Jason Tatum leading the way. So I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Facts, my dog.
All right. I lost Bobby. I'm going to throw out a couple things, okay?
Oh, I think his stuff must have died.
Of course you are. You can only pick one.
Couple numbers. 22. You know what that is?
Turnovers.
That is how many more
field 23,
goal,
actually.
That is how many more field goal attempts the Miami Heat had than the Boston Celtics. That is freaking insane. That's 92 to 70. Okay. That's why, because of all of those unbelievably bad turnovers throughout the game, they just gave Miami 22 more chances to beat them. Insane. Yeah. Field goal disparity there. Another number, 6. That's the total number of points by the bench scored that are not Grant Williams. Okay. 3 from Pritchard and a garbage 3 from Nick Stauskas. That's all you got from your bench unit, with 1 point from your starting center, Daniel Theis, or starting 4, whatever you want to call it. Absolutely inexcusable secondary players' effort tonight. I'm calling Grant essentially a starter there. So you want to lump in Theis with the bench guys, because that's really what he was, a reserve or a role player. Absolutely abysmal effort from your role players tonight. That played a huge, a huge part in this hit there. If you just, without Tatum even playing a good game, if you ticked those things up even marginally in one direction or another, that swings
you
the
win
entire
this game.
Game. So it's again, yeah. I'm gonna bring this to a sunny conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, I hate moral victories because they mean nothing in the playoffs. But when you're just simply assessing the games, okay, the Heat had all of their guys and they lose Butler, but it doesn't matter. They built a 26 point lead up in that first half, and you couldn't have possibly played worse and have everything going against you, and you still almost made a game out of this thing. So every time this happened against Milwaukee, you'd feel better because you'd say our best beats their best, and you still feel that with the Celtics here. So they just have to come out and not be literally the worst version of themselves in order to win games and beat this team. Just don't be horrible. That's a pretty low bench. That's a pretty low bar.
I live my life too.
Just don't be awful. Don't be shitty. Don't suck. And you'll be fine. And that's not asking a ton. So
Sean, that should be the lead. That should be the lead for your next article. That's right there.
Don't be shitty.
Don't be shitty.
Yeah.
Celtics, don't be shitty.
I wake up every morning. I say, just don't suck today.
Just don't suck today, Jimmy.
Doesn't always happen.
He just looks and smacks himself in the window. Don't suck today.
That's it. That's what Jimmy
says. Just don't suck next time and you'll be fine.
His calm account says that to him.
Yeah.
That's a whole section.
I like that. So we're going to wrap again. We've been hanging for a bit. Thanks, you guys, for hanging out. It's 1 o'clock right now. So thanks for hanging for everybody. For Sherrod Blake and Joe Pavone at the Garden, doing work. Jimmy Toscano, 14 beers in and he still made it into this show. It was amazing.
Marathon day today, folks. The marathon.
This guy's been drinking since 6 a.m. and you wouldn't be able to tell.
8:45 is a tough one to get through all day. I'll say that.
Kids a veteran.
Especially when you got up and went one beer every two holes playing golf at 7 a.m. That was
you what? Oh man, that's a day, Jimmy. Gee, that's a whole day.
Jimmy got drunk twice today.
I had 7 a.m. tea time today, but I can't say I had two beers a whole.
Jimmy got drunk twice today. He got drunk, hungover, and then drunk again.
Yeah. Wait, where am I?
And then and Bobby obviously hanging at the Garden as well. So again, thanks for hanging out with you guys. It was a crap night, but we're gonna try.
You guys
to
made me laugh. Exactly. You guys made me laugh.
We needed each other tonight, so I'm glad we're all here.
We're in it together. Win or lose, we're in this together, guys.
Yes. Part of this is about the pain as well. Yeah. So we're learning this as we go. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
We said it was gonna be a roller coaster.
Good night. Good night, all.